The construction of the Northern Ontario Addiction Treatment Centre of Excellence is proceeding, with officials now eyeing an early 2024 opening date. Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli toured the site on Tuesday with Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Michael Tibolo. "Our government recognizes there are mental health and addictions challenges in our community," said Fedeli. The provincial investment of $6.84 million, through Canadore College, will increase access to support services for those dealing with addiction and provide an opportunity for growth. In February 2022, Canadore College announced North Bay would be home to a new, fully staffed addictions treatment center, and the school would see its mental health and addiction students trained at the facility. At the same event, Fedeli announced the $6.84 million contribution through the Addictions Recovery Fund to immediately enhance access to bed-based addictions treatment supports in Nipissing, in conjunction with Tibolo's office. "It is well known that treatment and support work best when they are delivered close to home. The Northern Ontario Addiction Treatment Centre of Excellence will address this truth while at the same time reducing wait times in emergency departments and hospitals across the north," said Canadore College President and CEO George Burton. According to a statement from Canadore College, the facility is available to all Northern Ontarians who seek addiction treatment. Clients can self-refer to the centre or be referred by a medical professional or community partner for treatment. All clients must go through a medical assessment process to be admitted. Clients who are admitted to the Addiction Treatment Centre are not required to pay. The initial target date to open in the summer of 2022 passed, as did the subsequent estimates aiming for early 2023 and then this past summer. See related. Canadore, Lakeshore Drive Addictions Treatment Centre still a go. "It's a complicated process from the standpoint of getting all of the permits," Tibolo said in acknowledging the project's 17-month delay. "It's part of the process of ensuring that we meet all of the standards. The most important thing is to get the doors open as quickly as possible." Canadore College's new treatment center will be a crucial asset in our government's plan to rebuild and modernize the mental health and addiction system, Tibolo added. "By adding these 53 new beds, we are not only increasing treatment capacity but are building a resource that will help train generations of medical professionals across Northern Ontario to deliver the highest quality mental health and addictions care. We will continue to invest in critical health human resources to ensure that everyone in this province, no matter where they are, can access the care they need, when and where they need it." The finished product will be a 53-bed addiction treatment center that will provide residential withdrawal management, treatment, and supportive treatment beds. "The treatment center's mission is to offer our clients a therapeutic holistic addiction treatment program, including personal wellness," said Director Wendy Prier, who joined Fedeli and Tibolo on their tour. "Our continuum of care begins pre-treatment and lasts beyond our client's stay, all of which assists in the recovery journey." In July 2022, Canadore announced Prier as its choice to lead the facility. Prier and her staff of five have been on the clock through much of the construction delay, performing their duties behind the scenes. Prier said Tuesday the facility's staff would grow to 22 by opening day. In November 2022, an official groundbreaking ceremony was held. In addition to residential addiction treatment and therapeutic services, there will be 24/7 nursing care, on-site primary care, and mental health supports. "The comprehensive range of services will be tailored to specific client needs and will evolve as those needs change. The centralized in-house intake process will enable the center to track clients referred for admission. This will significantly decrease the number of clients being stranded within the healthcare system and reduce wait times. The intake and assessment process will determine the level of service each client will require. Upon admission, the client will be assessed again by an attending physician to determine medical treatment needs to support recovery, and the attending physician will collaborate with the treatment center staff to ensure optimal care is provided."